All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome in to Daily Faceoff Live, your go-to source for everything hockey, live every weekday at noon Eastern.
What's up, everybody? Welcome into a Monday playoff edition of Daily Faceoff Live. I'm Colby Cohen. Sorry, no Tyler Yaremchuk or Frank Saravalli, but Carter Hutton and I will keep you busy today as we get through today's show. And as always, we are presented by Betway 365, and we are thrilled to welcome Bet 365 as our sports betting partner just in time for the 2024 playoffs. We will be here with Bet365 to provide you all the news, analysis, lines, and betting options for the playoffs until one team is left standing in June. I'm happy that we've got Carter rolling with us today. I know he's going to be our betting expert later in the show, but a weekend of hockey passed. We're starting to get some clarity. What'd you think this weekend?
Some crazy games, Cole. I was obviously excited to be here, and what an exciting time. I think for me as a goalie, there's so many different storylines in the crease and, you know, a few teams that I played for, and I honestly, what a great time. I love it. It's game after game after game. You know, the TV's on nonstop. I need the coolest cave there with four TVs, but I think I'd have to get rid of my wife to get that set up.
Yeah, you might find yourself living in the one-bedroom apartment with visitation if you do something along the lines of that. But look, it's a perfect day to have you sitting next to me here as my co-host, Carter, because let's start with that Vancouver series. They're up 3-1, but that is not the story of the series. The story of the series is the goaltending. Look how lopsided those shots are. We've seen a number of different goalies in this series. What is happening here in Vancouver, and how is this team feeling with Shelov in net for we don't know how long?
You know, honestly, this is why you need goalie depth. And Shelov is a very good goalie. He's young. He doesn't have a lot of experience. But I think this team, you know, you have Demko healthy, played so well in game one. And you start to think, you know, this is legitimate cup contender with Demko, a healthy team. Then obviously he goes down and the unknown of his injury. Then Casey DeSmith, you have Casey DeSmith, who is a goalie. You know, he's been serviceable. He's played very well at times. And then he's down. Now you go to Shelov. He played well yesterday. And let me tell you, playing in Nashville for this poor young guy is a tough experience. I played for the Preds for 3 years. We were in the playoffs, and I played against the Preds in the playoff. To be on the other side of it is a lot for him to take in, and he did an admirable job yesterday. He kept his team in the game, And we all know what happened late. They found a way to come back and win for a team that looked like they were dead. 71 shots over four games, which is the lowest in a four-game total in the playoffs. And they find a way to steal a game, win both in Nashville. This team is going to have a chance here to go home and close out this series.
Is there more pressure on Shelovs if he is starting in game five to go back home? You know, because we don't really know the extent of Casey DeSmith's injury. We showed you what we thought potentially could be where he got hurt on that hit. Although Rick Tocchet said it happened late in the game. They've obviously been very coy about it. But I just wonder, you're on the road. Yes, it's a tough place to play. I have seen games there in Nashville. I used to come see Colin Wilson play. You guys might have even been teammates there in Nashville. I don't remember if you guys crossed over or not. But I'm just wondering, going home, does that put more pressure on a young, unproven goalie with very little experience?
Honestly, Kobe, it's a great point. I think it truly does. You know, especially the way Vancouver answered the bell in game one and two, the crowd, the energy. And now all of a sudden you're a young guy and you've been sitting in the press box watching that crowd, feeling that energy. And now all of a sudden, now you have a day. You just won a huge game. And trust me, you could see him on the bench when they tied that game. He didn't even cheer. He didn't even celebrate it.
Relieved.
He was just relieved. You're nervous. Like, there's a lot to take in. And now you got to sit on that and get ready to start. You know, hopefully DeSmith is back and he's healthy. Who knows? But for him, that is a weight that is going to wear on him. And for me, this is going to be a huge game five. And I think the Preds have done a good job. They're one of those teams. I think if you look at teams and the situation they're in, the Preds are one of those teams that have played so well, but they're kind of behind the eight ball. They've done a good job. So they're going to have a tough time going into Vancouver. But I feel for this kid because there's a lot on his shoulders.
Yeah, I think the other big question that has to get answered, whether it's in game five or if Vancouver is able to move on, is Elias Pettersson. I just feel like he's been a little bit of a perimeter player. He's forcing plays on the power play into the middle. You see, through four games, he's got no goals, two assists. His ice time, you know, fine. That's where he normally plays. But the big boys got to be the big boys. And other than really Besser stepping up at the hat trick and JT Miller, who to me has just been a gamer all series, I think they need more out of these two players in particular.
No, I agree. And I think Quinn Hughes has been targeted a lot, right? They're going at him. They're trying to make it hard on him. Last game, I think he played the last 2 minutes and 30 seconds of that game and was an impact player late, which was, you know, it's kind of their time to shine, right? But for Pettersson, it's been disappointing, right? It just doesn't seem like he has any grit. And even on that Jankowski goal, Lozon goes over and just buries him. It looks like he's just kind of giving up in that sense. Almost an embarrassing moment, I think, watching that, letting someone do that to you. And for them, they need them to get going. And JT Miller, not very surprising, right? He is a guy that plays with grit and isn't playoff games. It's game one through game 82. He is a guy that will drag you into the fight and even his intensity when you hear him talk. So they need to get him going. And I think going back home, if they can find a way to squeeze this series out, maybe gives him a break to, you know, find his game.
Yeah, I like Vancouver to close out this series back on home ice. Those fans are incredible out in Vancouver. They're excited about their team. One other note before we move on to the Toronto-Boston series is Thatcher Demko was named one of the Vezina finalists today. That came out with the NHL. I think Hellebuck's still the front runner for that award. But I think if you put Thatcher Demko on more of a defensive-minded team, I think he's the best goalie in the NHL on any given night.
No, I agree. He has so much upside to him. And I think it's just a matter of time until he wins his Vezina. I don't think this is his year, you know, with the injury and missing a little bit of time, but him getting healthy and playing with a defensive minded team, you know, the sky's the limit for sure for Demko.
All right, let's keep moving along to a series that has just continued to be fascinating year in and year out. And it's the Big Bad Bruins against the Toronto Maple Leafs. And I will start with this question to you. Is Toronto yet done again and going to be sent home packing by the Boston Bruins?
Honestly, all signs lead to yes. They just look like a defeated hockey team. And the way Jeremy Swayman is playing in the pipes, it seems that he is just in their head. And there was a few games there when I thought Swayman was the difference maker, where I thought in game four, it was quiet. They couldn't generate much. And if you look over the Toronto's last 10 games, they have one game where they scored three goals, which is very disappointing. 0-6 at Scotiabank in their last six playoff games, which is just defeating, I think, for a team. And now you're going to have to go into Boston and try to win. If you want to win game five, then go back home and win game seven in Boston. They got their hands full, and it seems like you could feel the bench. Obviously, that's been a hot topic. Everyone self-exploding. We've all been in those moments, right? That's part of playing a competitive sport, but the Leafs, they look like they're in trouble for sure.
Yeah, I think all the lip readers were out during this game between this interaction between Marner's Matthew, and then here comes Willie Stiles Nylander. And look, you and I both know these conversations happen. This one actually looked kind of tame, but look, it's Toronto. They're down. Their stars aren't performing. Here's the question that I have for you. We constantly blame goaltending and we constantly blame the decor in Toronto, but they cannot score goals. Where are the big boys? We saw Austin Matthews have one big game. Otherwise, it's been quiet. I think Nylander hasn't obviously played, so we can kind of give him a little bit of a free pass, but they're not generating enough offense to win a series.
No, it looks frustrating for me, right? There's times where you watch this game and they can barely get the puck through the neutral zone and they'll dump it in. The Bruins just bump it out, puck resets. And for me, everything is on the perimeter. They can't get to the front of the net. And you're talking about playing against Jeremy Swayman and even the game Linus Allmark played. I thought they did a better job in that game of getting that win is trying to get to the crease, where it looks like Boston is just holding to the perimeter and they can play their fancy style, their run and gun neutral zone offense. But as soon as they get in the zone, Boston beats it out, pucks out of the zone. And for me, it's that happy medium now of the NHL where you need to play a certain style during the regular season to get in the playoffs. And then you need to have some like heavy grit skill come playoff time.
And it's
something that I believe that the Leafs are missing. And this perimeter and trying to be fancy, seeming pucks through the ozone, it just doesn't work against a team that is so well-structured and well-coached like the Boston Bruins.
Yeah, well, it's safe to say for now, the goalie rotation in Boston has probably come to an end for now, but I wouldn't be shocked if we saw Ullmark again at some point in the playoffs. So let's go a little bit more west here, Carter, and look at the Colorado Avalanche against the Winnipeg Jets. And I'll start you with this. Does the West run through Colorado again? Because it seems like when Georgiev is giving them some goaltending, this train cannot be stopped.
Yeah, and this was a team that kind of limped in the playoffs this year. It's like they didn't really have the, you know, we always talk about like you have to have your identity going in. You got to be playing the right way. Where even when Colorado won the cup, I believe it was 5 of 6 they lost coming into the playoffs, and all of a sudden they can turn that switch on. This is a team that has that capability with their talent. Look at game one. I think game one was a panic button, right? Georgiev, everyone is, you know, is this it? This is their Achilles heel. And he silenced a lot of critics over these last three games. He's been great. His numbers aren't great, but that's still, that first loss is a killer, giving up 7 goals.
Yeah.
But now you look at this team and how dynamic they are and playing at home, they get going downhill. It almost is like the ice is tilted and Winnipeg doesn't have an answer for it. Mm-hmm. Hellebuck hasn't been great. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see Hellebuck in the next game, but it's going to be wild putting the Vezina Trophy winner on the bench because this Colorado team is for real.
Yeah, and look, I think I'd be interested to see what the numbers look like post-game one for Georgiev because I just think he's been a completely different goaltender. He's another goaltender that we've seen over the course of time have some battles with his teammates. There was a video floating around of an interaction between him and Rantanen from earlier in the season, the Tony DeAngelo story from New York. So I think he's run into that a couple of times throughout his career. But you just look at the way the top guys are performing in this series. And, you know, Makar goes end to end, scores a beautiful highlight goal in that last game on a play that probably should have been icing, Carter. But I look at this goal, right? As pretty as it is and as big time a play as it is, I think this has got to be a save. I think the goaltender has to come up with it. Henrik Lundqvist said it. It's not that the goalies are playing poorly, but you got to come up with that extra one or two if you want to win a Stanley Cup.
It's the truth, right? And whenever we ever look back on a Stanley Cup, I think outside of maybe Darcy Kemper having a 902 save percentage for the Colorado Avalanche when they won the Stanley Cup, when is it not the goalie in the conversation for the Conn Smythe, right? You need to have great goaltending and you need to be over and above to do that. And for me, Hellebuck hasn't done that. A beautiful goal, not to take away from Cale Makar, his skill, his talent, but he's running into a block where he has to pull the puck back to shoot before the defenseman. And Hellebuck just doesn't have a great play. He gets his feet set too early and he doesn't shift into it. But, you know, picking him apart is easy sitting here. But at the same time, this is the NHL playoffs. And yeah, if your goalie isn't your best player on the ice most nights, there's a good chance you're going to get punted pretty soon.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, let's keep moving along here. Let's go to the only team that we now know will join round two, and the Rangers complete the sweep over the Washington Capitals. And my big question and takeaway from this series, Carter, is are the New York Rangers a legitimate bona fide cup contender, or was the domination against the Capitals just because they're not a very good team? Look, you look at the fact that the New York Rangers, they trailed in this series for 3 minutes and 21 seconds over the course of four games, okay? And did they play unbelievable, inspiring hockey to the eye test? Maybe no. But I just think that the New York Rangers took care of business. It wasn't flashy. They got it done. Players stepped up. And so I ask you, do you believe the New York Rangers are a legitimate Stanley Cup contender?
I truly think they are, and I think we're really going to find out next series. You know, odds are they're going to get the Carolina Hurricanes. Where when I watch Washington, you know, we talk about teams playing the right way, playing off hockey to get in. This is different, right? You know, everyone compares it to Florida last year. Florida was a year removed from being the President's Trophy winner. This team limped in. They never really had the guns to deal with it, and I found Shesterkin had a pretty easy series. There was at times he made some key saves, but he was pretty insulated. No one could get to him. Playing the Carolina Hurricanes, or even the New York Islanders for that matter, is going to be more of a challenge. So that's going to be my question mark on this team, because Shesterkin's going to have to be their best player moving forward, because not many guys get to walk through the first round like he did against the Washington Capitals.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I think everybody's planning on that Carolina-New York Ranger matchup. They faced each other a number of times during the regular season. And I guess from a goalie standpoint, Carter, my question for you is, do you think Shesterkin didn't even really get a chance to stand on his head against Washington, where now he'll see more high danger chances, he'll see more pressure, he'll see more speed? Does that help a goaltender raise their level of play and almost get them into a series a little bit more?
Yeah, I agree. I think that is, goaltending's tricky, right? Because there's nights where you look at what UC Saros is dealing with, where you're getting some nights 12 shots and it's hard. You can't control what's going to come at you. Where as a player, say you're not into a game, you can just run out, throw a body check, get yourself engaged. Whereas a goalie, you're a product of your surroundings. So I think for Shesterkin, you know, he can't control what Washington threw at him, but it's really nice to get a few wins under your belt, kind of get into that playoff mentality, get used to the crowd, where now things are going to come a lot hotter. There's going to be a lot more traffic. They're going to make it hard on him. Trust me, if odds are he's facing the Carolina Hurricanes, every time there's a shot in the zone, someone's going to be in his eyes trying to make it hard on him. So I think he's going to have to raise his level of play, but he's surely capable of it. This is a very talented goalie and arguably one of the best goalies in the NHL. And I think for them to get over the hump this year, it's going to be him to be the difference.
All right. Well, let's keep moving along and let's get to the coach's room with John Goyens, because we're going to look at one of my favorite series happening in the playoffs right now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The Coach's Room is brought and powered to you by Booster Juice. Visit a location today to refuel, refresh, and re-energize or download the new Booster Juice Rewards app to earn, order, and enjoy. And this is absolutely one of my favorite segments as we bring in our resident coach, John Goyens. Welcome in. Welcome to today's show. And we're going to go, John, and we're going to take a look at this Dallas-Vegas series. I think this has been one of the most exciting, high-flying, high-energy series. Two great buildings, two great fan bases. But you look at games one and two where Vegas was successful. And what do you think changed as you started to move in to game three?
Well, I think Dallas didn't necessarily had great puck decisions and puck management through what I call the transition zone. Everybody tries to separate all three zones, but really, if you take about 10 feet on either side of the blue lines, that's where all the speed and transition comes from. And I felt Dallas just went right into Vegas's 1-2-2, which is relatively traditional, and they really kind of squeeze and hug you to turn over pucks. And they've got to do a better job. So in those first two games, they were sent to the perimeter, not a lot of chances off the rush. They were still winning the slot battle, if you will. But from game two to three, it's exponentially better. But let's see those issues just kind of kick themselves in the butt at times where they overhandle pucks. They're hugging, squeeze you right at the red line, and how quickly it transitions the other way. A simple D to D. They get into a 1-2-2. Now on D to Ds, they go to a 2-1-2, and they want to close the red line. You got to get to the weak side, right? You cannot be just feeding their transition, and it was just way too easy. Here's simple plays. Overhandle the puck. You're going to turn it over. This is a team that's big. They've got great sticks. They want to hug and squeeze you, and then it's going to go the other way. The other part is Dallas has got great transition, great skill. You want to play half ice offense, you got to tag up and you got to be available in all three lanes, not bunched up like in this clip. And this will all tie into the adjustments they make in game three. And you could just tell when teams are offensive like this, it kind of hurts your mojo a little bit when you get to trying to play a certain way in the offensive zone or how quickly you want to counter. And again, here, forcing a pass. Not once, but twice versus the 1-2-2. They kick it back. Here comes the second opportunity to beat the 1-2-2. They don't do it. They overhandle. They slow the game down, and that fuels the transition going the other way. And here comes Vegas. Nobody picks up Marchessault. Not sure why. And it's an easy little pocket pass for Marchessault on the tap-in. And one more goal here. Here's a turnover. So Faxa could have easily placed and chased, but Hanley's not managing the dots. Suter's not managing the dots. And then it's up the ice. That goal happened in 5 seconds from the moment they turned it over to going up the other way. And Dallas has got to do a better job versus those counters. But when you're overhandling and undermanaging, that's what's going to happen.
John, these are some great clips. Getting to see them, you know, squeezed out like that. Now, what are some changes they made in game three? Because we know how good Dallas played in game three, and they obviously had to make some adjustments here against this Golden Knights team.
Well, a couple things. You want to bypass that 1-2-2, right? They want to close that. They want to close that red line as often as possible. So if you can beat their first three guys with one pass, that's huge. Second, underhandling pucks, managing pucks. And then when you do catch them, you got to get that D jumping. When you have Heiskanen, you have Hanley. Actually, to be honest, most of their D jump up in the rush quite well, but they do it with inside the dots. And we're going to see the difference in managing the puck and underhandling pucks. It allowed them to fuel their own offense. And you watch how quickly, 12:35 on the clock, how quickly they go north. Little pocket pass, bang, shot on net. That's 5 seconds. From the corner, up the ice, bang, 5 seconds on net. Get your D2 jumping, get a bank pass. One bank pass beats three guys, little simple pass right here, and now you're in the offensive zone, now you're driving. The other part Dallas did was after those shots, they recovered the puck way more than Vegas did. Now, 2-on-1 versus a lefty. If Dallas is watching, Pietrangelo will always slide versus a lefty coming down his off wing, and he'll stay on his feet versus a righty. On this sequence, 3 one-touch passes, beat the 1-2-2, go to the air with speed, and you create your offensive opportunities for you. Again, play half ice. We saw the opportunity before where they all clogged up in one spot. Now they spread it out. They kick it out. They've got drive and they recover pucks. And this just continues. Here we go. Wyatt Johnson, half ice hockey, get it to the red, kick it out. Watch how quickly he jumps in the hole. And this is an OT. Bang, another scoring chance. And when in doubt, hot rims can be your best friend as a defenseman. And they beat the forecheck. Not once, but watch. We're going to see on the one of their goals at 5-on-5, you're going to see them beat it again. And last but not least, get your D jumping, right? Heiskanen's going to jump. So he's the one that blocks the shot. Go north. Don't overhandle. Don't overthink it. And he's the one that scores it. And let's go back to the hot rim. Why not for the OT winner? And it's all about low and slow, just like some good barbecue. And here comes Wyatt Johnson right down the middle of the ice. He's not turning it over. Holds it, gets Thompson to go down and elevates that puck. So I felt that the transition zone was better managed with poison speed and puck decisions and puck management for Dallas to accentuate their game that was almost there in the first two.
Yeah, it seems almost to me like the theme of the playoffs this year is there's not a lot of D2D. There's not a lot of hinges. The teams that want to go north-south are creating more offense, and the teams that want to lug pucks up and down the ice, they seem to slow it down and have a little bit of trouble. I love that series, John. I can't wait to see the winner of that series play Colorado, who I think will win. I'm the only person in the DFO family that actually took Colorado in the first round. I got plenty of other bad picks, so that's my one good pick where I went against the grain. Thanks as always, John. The coach's room was great. Super fascinating today.
Thanks, guys.
Let's get to our Ask DFO inbox questions today, where we will do a little series look aheads. But Douglas mattresses are handcrafted in Canada, ensuring the highest quality materials and the fastest delivery to you. Every mattress order comes with a free comfort sleep bundle. With that, you get two memory foam pillows, you get a pillow protector, one luxurious cotton sheet set, one mattress protector free with any mattress order. Carter, I hope you're sleeping on a Douglas mattress, because I got to tell you, these guys sure make it sound great. And I know Frank Saravalli raves about his mattress. So like I said, we're going to do a little bit of a look ahead with our Ask DFO questions today. And I'm going to start with the battle for Florida. Carter, do the Tampa Bay Lightning have enough? Do they have the depth to come back from 3-1 against the Florida Panthers?
You know what, Colby? I think they have enough, but Florida Panthers have too much, in my opinion. This team is just built to win in the playoff. The depth they have is going to be overwhelming, I believe, for this Tampa Bay Lightning team. You never want to count them out, especially with Andrei Vasilevskiy and that, getting Sergachev back and all their stars that they carry. They still have their core, but I believe that Florida Panthers is just going to be too overwhelming, especially with a 3-1 lead here and two games at home.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a really, really difficult mountain to climb. Obviously, they were down 3-0. They get the big performance. They finally find a way to get a couple of goals past Bob. Give a lot of credit to the way Steven Stamkos is playing. He's playing for a contract. This is not a guy who wants to go off into the night quietly. He's got 5 goals, I believe, already, 4 or 5 in the playoffs, and he's got something like 15 or 16 goals in his last 14 or 15 games going back to the regular season. So the big time guys stepping up in the big time moments. The other question that I'm going to hit you with today, we just talked about that Dallas Vegas series. I'm curious, because a lot of people picked the Dallas Stars to win a Stanley Cup. They went down 0-2 in the series. Does the winner of that series to you feel like the team that would be the Cup favorite?
You know what? To say Cup favorite is a stretch right now. There's a lot of teams that have identified themselves, but these are two of the heaviest hitting. I think everyone prepared for this matchup to be the best first round matchup, where one of these teams losing out could have been a potential Cup winner. So I think Colorado turning that switch on and showing that they can get it done, and their depth and how their offense is firing. And the other team for me, especially in this Western Conference, is the Edmonton Oilers. Winning a game last night, 1-0, in not Edmonton Oilers style fashion, which is assuring to me that this team is growing in the right direction. They don't need to play the run and gun offense. They can grind it out and find a way to win against a team like LA who plays that 1-3-1. So there's definitely some challenges here, but for me, this is definitely the biggest growth in a series where you have Dallas versus the Knights. That is just two heavy hitters. And it's going to be sad to see one of these teams go home after the first round, Copes.
And I think it's a great point about Edmonton. Even though I didn't think they had their A game last night, their power play gets them a goal. Skinner comes up with a good effort, a shutout in the playoffs. I agree. It wasn't the prettiest Edmonton win, but it's important to learn how to win like that. Moving along here, let's get to our daily bet segment. Bet365 is the largest sports betting platform globally. Open an account with Bet365 today. Use promo code DAILY365 to be on a huge range of markets. So whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. And Carter, I leaned on you for this one. You're the Bet365 effort. What do you like in tonight's action?
Yeah, you know, I'm on Bet365 daily faceoff starting goalies every day, and it's always interesting finding action during the playoffs, right? It's a different slate. You know, you kind of travel isn't as much in play, back-to-backs, where tonight I like Florida at home here. I just think they get it done, but I also like the under. I think both these goalies are very prideful, right? When I talk about Andrei Vasilevskiy and I talk about Sergei Bobrovsky, two of the best Russians to play the position in a long time, if not ever. So I think this is going to be a great matchup, and I wouldn't be surprised to see a low-scoring game because Florida's not going to want to give up much, and in the same end with the big cat in the other end. So I'm taking the under, and I'm taking the Florida Panthers tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically a game seven for Tampa Bay, and we all know, and the question is always asked, if you have one game seven, what goaltender do you want to go into game seven? A lot of people would say Andrei Vasilevskiy, right? This is basically a game seven for this team. So I like the under tonight, and I will roll with you on that. Moving along to our last segment of the day, garbage time. And we're going to go to a tweet that Scotty Upshaw had yesterday early in the day, and I'll read it for you. Someone please explain to me and the rest of us hockey fans why the NHL isn't starting games early today. Four games, one should have started by now. The Oilers versus the Kings goes off at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, making it impossible for the entire East Coast, and more importantly, kids everywhere to watch the two best players in the world play in the playoffs. It's a big mistake, in my opinion. And Carter, I could not agree with Uppy more on this tweet. The fact that hockey games did not start at noon yesterday, have the last one be at 8 p.m., give people an opportunity who are 14 years old and who go to bed at 10 o'clock to see Connor McDavid, the best player in the world. I never really understand this. Make it work. Work with ESPN, work with TNT, work with Sportsnet in Canada, which I think is less of the problem because Canada has hockey network after hockey network. But why can't the NHL seem to figure out how to get this right on a weekend?
No, it seems like a great time where it's a Sunday, you can start early. And for me, this is a problem that goes on all year and for years, you know, where even a lot of times during the regular season, they'll have Edmonton, they won't be on the national feed, which doesn't make any sense to me. You have two of the best players. I get you need to temper to certain markets, but for me, a day like yesterday where you have a slew of games, a great lineup, you started a bit early, and then you get the exposure. Maybe someone watches that game, gets to see Connor McDavid, knows about him. And this is a tale as old as time. You look at Drew Doughty, sometimes, you know, the respect he hasn't got over his career playing for the LA Kings in that time, where this was the perfect example to get guys out there. And there's a lot of things I won't follow up on, especially off the rink, but this is one that won't get me in trouble with my old lady.
Yeah, well, look, I'm an adult and I can make a decision to stay up late, as are you. But I think about all the 10, you know, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 year old kids that have to go to school the next morning and cannot stay up until 1 a.m. watching Connor McDavid. I feel like they're losing out. I would have started at noon, then 2:30, then 5, and then 7:30 or 8, have the games done by 10. Everybody's a winner. But like we said, we'll complain about this forever. The TV networks, the NHL, figure it out so we can get McDavid in more prime TV slots. But that's all we're going to have time for today. Carter, great job as always. Thanks for riding with me here. Love the goalie expertise. Tomorrow, Frank and Tyler will be back, and we'll see you all again soon. Have a good day.
Thanks for tuning in to Daily Faceoff Live. Make sure you hit the subscribe button to never miss an episode.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
All right, hockey fans, listen up because we've got something special coming your way this playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and let me tell you, it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game day, you're going to be faced with four questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle. And here's a sneak peek into some of those questions we'll be firing your way. First up, you got to pick the winning team. That sounds simple, right? But there's more. You got to decide if the total amount of goals in the game will be over or under a certain amount, and that's where the real strategy starts to kick in. Next up, you're picking who's going to find the back of the net first, and you're going to want to be careful because that's one that could be cooked early on in the game. And finally, you got to predict which period is going to be the highest scoring. Will it be a barn burner in the first, a shootout in the second, or a nail biter in the third? That's up to you to decide. Now let's talk about prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? For the daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards to treat yourself to some fresh nation gear, and you might even win a jersey from your favorite team. And for the big dogs, those who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.